This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, government says it's stepping up efforts to protect Barbadians living in the U.S. Meanwhile, in the United States, H-1B workers abroad race back to the U.S. as President Donald Trump's immigration order sparks dismay and confusion. Police motorcyclist injured in a collision with a motor car in St. Peter. The Transport Alliance calls for privately owned public service vehicles to offer a school bus service. And Barvin is urging vendors to comply with boundaries set by the fire service following a recent drill. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Government says it is intensifying efforts to defend the rights of Barbadians who have spent decades contributing to the United States economy, but now face the possibility of unfair treatment under the U.S. government's immigration policies. Addressing hundreds of Barbadians at a town hall meeting in Brooklyn, New York over the weekend, Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Kerry Simmons, gave the assurance that government has been monitoring the situation and has put the necessary human resources in place to address the needs of the diaspora, as well as to focus on matters of economic and commercial diplomacy.
I feel, as your foreign minister, that there is a need for us to put ourselves in a position to make sure that you don't get unfair up here. There is a need for us to recognize that the federal government has signaled its intention to intensify what some of them call dragnets across the several cities of the United States. Chicago is having its moment in time right now. Barbados cannot look after you and your interests the way we want to unless we know who you are, where you are, what you're doing, how we can find you, and definitely how you can find us.
Mr. Simmons acknowledged that there were some Barbadians whose paperwork was not in order, and he noted that embassies and missions will be training staff to deal with such issues as they arise.
Traditionally, a Foreign Service officer never had these kind of things to worry about. This is not a new era, and they have to be attuned and able to adapt to some of these challenges that are coming for you. I want to say to you that even if you are documented, please try to understand that that does not mean in and of itself that you will not be targeted.
Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Kerry Simmons. Meanwhile, in the U.S., panic, confusion, and anger reigned as workers on H-1B visas from India and China were forced to abandon travel plans and rush back to the United States after President Donald Trump imposed new visa fees in line with his wide-ranging immigration crackdown. Tech companies and banks sent urgent memos to employees advising them to return before a deadline of 12:01 a.m. yesterday and telling them not to leave the country. A White House official clarified that the order applied only to new applicants and not holders of existing visas or those seeking renewals, addressing some of the confusion over who would be affected. However, Mr. Trump's proclamation a day before had already set off alarm bells. A police motorcyclist is hospitalized following a crash with a motor car along the KNR Husbands Highway at the junction with Farm Road, St. Peter. The incident occurred around 6:13 yesterday evening. Police say the motorcyclist was heading towards Mullins when the motor car traveling from Mullins towards Farm Road collided with him. He was taken by ambulance to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, where he's receiving medical treatment. The Alliance Owners of Public Transport is raising concerns that some school children are choosing privately owned public service vehicles over the Transport Board buses or assigned TAP vehicles, and is calling for permission for private PSVs to implement school bus services. Chairman of the Alliance, Roy Raphael, says with the new school term underway, he has noticed students waiting at bus stops for certain vans. He's encouraging parents and students to make use of the school bus system, though he admits the number of buses compared to students remains a challenge.
particularly those younger students who have just started school. We find a lot of them are just at the bus stop waiting for favorite vans. Because some of them just catch these buses and go to one destination and have to wait now on the transport board to commute. We are not saying that they are not welcome on our public service vehicle. Yes, we welcome them. But at the end of the day, there are more school children than there are buses. Even after hours, we're still seeing children waiting at some bus stops trying to get school. So I believe that one that we will have to have some discussion with the Ministry of Education very shortly to ensure the safety of our children, because it is paramount. We want to encourage those children where there's a dedicated school bus service to utilize it.
Mr. Raphael is also calling for the amendment of regulations to allow private PSVs to operate as school bus services with strict safety conditions to protect students.
Persons who presently operating school bus service, to give them legal permission to allow them to operate a school bus service in Barbados, similarly to what we can see in Jamaica and also in Miami and parts of North America. We also suggesting within the amendment that no school child should be standing, especially for their safety, and the regulation should read that all school children in the bus should be seated.
Chairman of the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Roy Raphael. The Barbados Association of Retailers, Vendors and Entrepreneurs, BARVEN, is encouraging vendors to comply with the boundaries set by the Barbados Fire Service during a recent fire drill in the city. Following mixed reviews from vendors in Swan Street after they participated in the drill aimed at assessing response time in the case of emergency, BARVEN's communications officer Robert Maloney emphasized that the activity will prepare them for an emergency.
Preparedness is very important, and the best way to do that is to be able to conduct a drill. So we are asking that they comply. It is very important because we know that emergencies can take place. So it is very timely for the vendors to be given that opportunity to see what would be required in case of an actual emergency. And going forward, the vendors have a better understanding and the importance now, and know exactly what would be required of them in case of an emergency. And they know that the fire appliance have room enough that they can access Swan Street without disruption.
He adds that BARVEN remains committed to providing assistance to local vendors to continue the development of the sector.
We are definitely one of those organizations that persons could get clarification going forward as to the development of the vending within Barbados. Swan Street vending on the whole, coconut vending. We know that there are many issues right now that's being addressed within the vending community. So any information that persons would wish to obtain as it relates to vending, well, BARVEN would be that avenue or that organization that they can make contact with just to give more strength, to give more support, because we are the organization that the government is definitely working closely with in order to bring development and bring structure to the whole vending community.
BARVEN Communications Officer Robert Maloney. The Barbados Council for the Disabled is continuing its tree planting initiative to honor individuals and organizations who have championed disability inclusion. Later today, the council will extend the recognition to all inclusive schools across the country. President of the council, Patricia Padmore Blackman, says the initiative will continue until June 2026 as part of the council's 50th anniversary celebrations.
This project will see many persons being honored in a special way through planting of a tree. And this tree will carry a plaque, and the information will be on the QR code. We planted one tree in honor of Professor the late Right Honorable Owen S. Arthur, former Prime Minister of Barbados. And the other honoree would have been Mr. Hamilton Lashley, former Minister of Social Transformation and Member of Parliament.
President of the Barbados Council for the Disabled, Patricia Padmore Blackman. Recapping the headlines. Government says it's stepping up efforts to protect Barbadians living in the U.S. Meanwhile, in the United States, H-1B workers abroad race back to the U.S. as President Donald Trump's immigration order sparks dismay and confusion. A police motorcyclist has been injured in a collision with a motor car in St. Peter. Transport Alliance calls for privately owned public service vehicles to offer school bus services. And Barvin urging vendors to comply with boundaries set by the fire service following a recent fire drill. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.